the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrors fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among Thy servants, of a handmaid from among Thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need, which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willest, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, salam and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. So welcome to this episode of today's special. We're going to speak about role model in Islam. Today's Sunday is the 2nd of Jamadi al-Awwal 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 6th of Azar 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 27th of November 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For blessing this moment, we listen to chapter Al-Ahzab, verse 21 from the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله. لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا.
There has certainly been for you in the Messenger of Allah an excellent pattern for anyone whose hope is in Allah and the Last Day, and who remembers Allah often.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It is interesting that the Quran, in the verse, considers the excellent pattern specific to those who have these three specialties: being hopeful in Allah, hopeful in the day of the hereafter, and remembering Allah very much. In fact, faith in origin and resurrection is the motive of this motion, and the remembrance of Allah is the cause of its continuation. For no doubt, the one whose heart is not filled with such a faith is not able to act like the manner of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, and also in the continuation of paving this way, if he does not ceaselessly remember Allah and does not send away Satan's from himself, he will not be able to continue the proper imitation.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. هديت قلبي شكرا نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب
شكرا يا
As I told you, we're going to look at role model in Islam more in this episode of today's special. It is easy to be influenced by the people around us and whom we look up to. It is easy to take on their mannerism and qualities without being aware of it. If these are good qualities, then it is a good thing. But what if the people you consider as your role models have pushed you away from the remembrance of Allah? This could be a disaster. Fortunately, Islamic history is peppered with amazing role models, men, women, and children from whom we learn how to be great mothers, fathers, teachers, friends, students, and etc. Positive displays of good morals and manners, determination, willpower, and high ethical standards help others emulate these positive attributes. According to Islam, the best human beings are the Prophet Muhammad, Lady Fatima, and the infallible Imams, peace be upon all.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the role model. Whom should we choose as a role model, and how can we be a good role model for others? One of the privileges of religions is that they define a high goal, as we referred to earlier, for man. If they also outline the way to reach it, and they also specify a pattern, an example for it, considering its practical course and example, and by following that model, people can better reach their destination. Because according to psychologists and psychics, with a perfect model, like the perfect human being, Insan al-Kamil, it is better to guide people to the right path, to the truth, to the destination and goal. The Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced his prophets, namely the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as a good example for Muslims, and says that surely there was an example of goodness for you in the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It should be known that the situation and positions appeared after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that had never appeared in the era of prophets, so that we can place the Prophet as a model in those positions, including an accident. During the era of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, there was a ruler in the name of Islam, but against Islam, in the name of Yazid, became the ruler of Islamic nations and Islamic countries. At that time, the only person who gave the best model to human society until the Day of Judgment was offered by Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. So it was this noble imam who was offering such a model to the world. And undoubtedly, he was the best ever role model that we can find for that era, for that time that that imam was living. So what happens? We see that the model was changed by a usurper, by a person who did not deserve it.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
In this part, we look at being a positive role model for your child. What do we have here? Healthy living. Our bodies are trust from Allah that we need to look after. When we eat sensibly and exercise regularly, not only does this improve our own well-being, but it sets a good example for our children to follow. We should not be excessive in our eating. We eat to sustain ourselves. At the same time, it is important to eat a wide variety of foods to ensure we are getting a balanced diet and that the body is receiving all the nutrients it needs. As far as possible, have meal time together, as it brings blessings to Muslims. The Messenger of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his family, said, "Eat together and mention the name of Allah for your food. It will be blessed for you." Eating together helps family members maintain relationships and feel a sense of belonging. Meals prepared at home will tend to be more healthy, and the time spent together can bring about an air of warmth, comfort, and happiness. Family meal times are also an opportunity for children to learn from table talk and assimilate good mannerisms as well as good practice from their parents.
في الشروق وفي الغروب نوره الأبصار ربنا رب القلوب وهو علام الغيوب في الشروق وفي الغروب نوره يهدي العصا ربنا الهادي الودود فضله ملء الوجود عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
As the previous episode of today's special, in this part, we have a tip. A tip for choosing a good role model in life. Today's tip, choosing role model, you know. Choosing role models, dear friend, that you know might not seem possible for all, but you can give it a try. It's not always necessary to have role models who are very famous and popular. But be careful, your popular role model might be hiding his face in front of the camera. Hence, it is better if you choose a role model who you know like your parents or friends. This way, you can interact more closely with your role model and learn some important lessons. They can give guidance and advice and offer real-world examples of how to achieve your best.
We have been guided to the example of Ibrahim al-Khalil. Now the basis of their excellence, dear brothers and sisters, and what qualifies them as role models is their worship of Allah and disavowal of false deities. Thus Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala directed his messenger to the creed of Ibrahim. He said, ثُمَّ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ أَنِ اتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Thus we reveal to you, follow the creed of Ibrahim, who was pure in creed, and never was he of the polytheists. My dear brothers and sisters, what is also praiseworthy is the imitation of children to their parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. And those who attained faith and whose offspring followed them in faith, we have united them with their offspring and we have not deprived them of anything of their work. This verse indicates Allah's great bounty and generosity with His creation, in that the believers whose children follow them in belief, in faith, will have their children united with them in the same station in paradise. Even if their children had not performed the same deed, the same degree of deeds which would earn that station. But that is in order to comfort and to reward the parents with the company of their children.
I think that's very interesting topic to know more about. So inshallah we continue. So till then, tomorrow, Allah keep all of you safe and sound. Have a nice time and fi amanillah.
Crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world.
Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
Food for thought.
Hello, dear listeners. Let us listen to a thought-provoking saying from the Holy Prophet's eighth infallible heir, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Reza, peace be upon him. The worst earner of livelihood is that who deprives others of improving their livelihoods through his earnings.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio.
Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith. which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this hadith is about the signs of a sincere person. You know, sincerity is one of those beautiful moral traits, and it's a very important and pertinent quality that every person should try to adopt within himself. You know, a number of effects have been reported in the hadith and in the Quran regarding ikhlas and sincerity, and you know, some of them are very amazing. Like, for example, one of them is that the sincere person is free and from the insinuations of Satan, and Satan cannot misguide him. There's other qualities have also been mentioned. But how do we know that we are really sincere? Well, there has to be certain signs. Fortunately, in some hadiths, the signs of the sincere person have been mentioned. Let's look at these. One hadith which has been narrated from the Prophet Muhammad. The Archangel Jibril, was when he was asked by the Prophet ﷺ about the meaning of sincerity, about the meaning of ikhlas, said the following to the Prophet: "The sincere one is he who does not ask the people anything until he himself finds it. And when he finds it, he is pleased. Whenever he has a remainder of a thing, he gives it to others. Because if a person does not ask anything from creation, he has established that his servitude is solely for Allah, mighty and exalted. And if he finds and he is pleased, then he is pleased with Allah, and Allah, blessed and most high, is pleased with him. And if he gives for the sake of Allah, then he has reached the station of reliance on his Lord, mighty and exalted." Right? So in this beautiful hadith, a number of different qualities have been mentioned about the sincere person and sincerity's signs have been mentioned. One of them is that if he finds something, right, he becomes, if he gets something, if he finds something, he becomes pleased with it, right? He doesn't seek more than what he finds. And if something remains from that thing that he's found, he gives it in the sake of God. And these are two of the signs that have been mentioned here in this hadith. In another hadith, Imam Sadiq is reported to have said, "The pure action done out of sincerity is that which the servant does not wish to be praised for by anyone except Allah, mighty and exalted." Right? If he does something good, he doesn't like people to praise him about it. He doesn't like people to say that he has done something good. He only wishes that God praise him for what he has done. This is a sign of the sincere person. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the signs of the sincere person in the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Aqa for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا
أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد عودتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني
Let's recite the Quran
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآني
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وجل فرج
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters dear listeners welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. And I'm really glad to tell you that some of the students of Sevier International School are again with us here, and I really welcome you all. Brother Ali Nasir, salam alaikum. How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Okay, great. And Fawad Haider?
Fine, sir.
That's great. Thanks to Sevier International Schools Network. So, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, we really welcome you all. Today, inshallah, we are going to work on verse number 119 of Surah Al-Baqarah. I really recommend you grab your Quran, turn to ayah 119 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Inshallah, we'll have a recitation of this ayah and also a short explanation. And also, after that, will be the main topic that we have is to work on the Tajweed rules practically, right? So, yes. Before we start, let's listen once to this ayah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna arsalnaka bil haqqi bashiran wa nadhira wa la tus'alu an ashabil jahim.
Okay. Ali Nasir, that was a nice recitation, right?
Yes.
So, inshallah, now we're going to have a nice recitation as well, okay? So, make sure you listen and repeat. Brothers and sisters, make sure as well, okay, you listen and repeat after us. Practice this. Let's go.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
إنا أرسلناك بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا
إنا أرسلناك بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا
ولا تسأل عن أصحاب الجحيم
ولا تسأل عن أصحاب الجحيم
أحسنتم ما شاء الله Thank you so much Allah Almighty wants to help our Prophet, okay, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to have a good feeling. Like in the previous ayah, actually, the people, the Christians and the Jews, okay, they they were saying that if Allah Almighty does not talk to us, if Allah Almighty, for example, whatever, they were saying different things, okay? So finally, the result was this, that they were not believing. So Allah Almighty says to the Prophet that, O Prophet, do not hurt yourself, okay? Indeed, we have sent you, O Prophet, with the truth. If the Christians and Jews, if they are saying that Islam is not the truth, if they believe that Christianity is the truth, if they believe that Judaism is the truth, okay, and they're not believing in what you say, if they are not believing in what you've brought, okay? So, while we have sent you with truth, okay? So, if they are denying us, okay? Don't worry. We have sent you for sure with truth. Listen to us, okay? We have sent you. And it's true, okay? You are with the true religion. Understood? So, don't care about them, okay? And says that we have sent you with the truth as a bearer of good news, Okay? Glad tidings? Okay?
Yes.
And as a warner. Look, Prophet has come, okay? Allah Almighty has sent him to give us the good news of Jannah, the paradise, the eternity, okay? The life after death. And he is also going to warn us about what is going to happen if someone does not follow Islam, someone does not follow Allah Almighty's commands, okay? The hellfire. So, he has given us two options. And it means that we have free will. We can choose either, any of them, okay? Either hellfire or Jannah. So, listen up. There is an important message. It says that do not pay attention to those who are not right. They are trying to do a lot of things, okay, to, for example, force you even. And the next ayah will study this, okay? They are going to force you, okay, until you accept their religion. Prophet, we have sent you with truth, okay? You just tell them, invite them to do good things and avoid them from bad things. So it's up to them, all right? وَلَا تُسْأَلُ عَنْ أَصْحَابِ الْجَحِيمِ So those who do not accept your words and they will go to the hellfire, you won't be questioned about them. Then why, Prophet? Why did you let them go to the hellfire? No, it's their own free will, okay? They will be asked. But you will not be asked about them, okay? Then why did you let them, okay? So guys, we have to invite people. If they accept it, okay. If they didn't accept it, yes?
Yes.
But there are steps of Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi an al Munkar. There are some steps, okay, that we don't have time to talk about them.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
So guys, إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا Yes? وَلَا تُسْأَلُ عَنْ أَصْحَابِ الْجَحِيمِ So the very first important rule of Tajweed here. Okay, for more explanation about Tafsir, please refer to the Tafsir book. You can learn a lot, okay? So, إِنَّا here, we have double noon, right? And you, it Inna actually is the word for emphasizing, okay, intensifying. Inna, for sure. Inna, for sure we. Okay, for sure we have arsalnaka. We have sent you, okay? Bilhaqqi, with truth. Bashiran, as a bearer of good news, okay? As a bringer of glad tidings, good news. Good news of what, even? وَنَذِيرَ Nadir means the one who warns someone of a bad future. He says, if you does not follow, if you do not follow the rules of Islam, the principles, these things. Guys, what I said, okay, we should not follow Christians and Judaism. I didn't mean the principles. The principles that they believe in God, they believe in prophethood in the Day of Judgment, they're correct, okay? So some of them, they have wrong beliefs, okay? But the reality that they believe, that's good, okay, that we have in Islam as well. That day we talked about it. So, وَلَا تُسْأَلُوا And you will not be questioned concerning the inmates of hellfire. So, here, إِنَّا Make sure you do not say إِنَا. Okay? إِنَا, don't say. If you say إِنَا, the meaning of the word changes, okay, the ayah changes. إِنَّا You should have this emphasized. In this nasal sound, you should have, okay? Ghunna sound, right, Fawad?
Yes.
And also, the mad that you have there, in alif mad you have, yes. There is a sign of mad as well, okay?
Yeah.
And after that, you have arsalna. Okay? The word arsalna starts with hamzatul qata'a. And so, we have mad letter plus hamzatul qata'a, or hamza. So, are they in the same word?
No.
So they are not in the same word. So if harful mad or mad letter plus hamza, if they are not in the same word, the mad is wajib or jais?
Jais.
It's jais, recommended. It's if you want, you can prolong the mat for 6 counts, for 5 counts. If you don't want, do not prolong it, okay? Just for 2 counts, the harful mat. So, because they are not in one word. If they were in one word, you were...
Must.
It was a must. Was obligatory.
You must.
So here, the mat is jaiz munfasil. Munfasil means because the mat letter, alif mat, in inna, plus hamza in the word arsalnaka. Munfasil means separated, right? And the mat here is jaiz.
Yes.
Okay, so prolong it for 6 counts, Ali Nasir.
Inna.
Ahsan, thank you. That's the way you prolong it. But now, Fawad, do not prolong it. Just read, recite without mat. Inna arsalnaka, without mat. Go on, read it once.
Inna arsalnaka.
Great. But he prolonged a little, okay? So it's okay. Jais. It's Jais. Inna arsalnaka. Yeah? Sometimes you have this eye as well. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Ya ayyuhalladhina. Because ya, alif, mat, plus ayyu, hamza, not in the same word.
Yeah.
So there as well, it's jais, okay? So inna arsalnaka, make sure ra is with tafkhim, okay? It's pronounced a little bit heavily. Arsalnaka bilhaqqi bashiran, tanween, plus next word starts,
wow,
there is a wow, yes? Bashiran wa nadhira. So bashiran, tanween, plus wow. It says the rule...
Idgham
must be applied here. How you merge tanween to waw, and it means you kind of add one waw there, one more waw, sakin waw.
Yeah.
Bashira, joined it with one sakin waw, raw. Then read the waw. Bashira wa nadhira. It's idgham, right? Idgham.
Yes.
When you merge them, so the tanween sound, the noon sound will be changed to waw sound. Bashiran wa nadhira. If you stop here, it's better to stop. Better to continue, yes? But you can stop here because we have salah, right?
Yeah.
Better to continue. But if you stop here, nadhiran, tanwin fatha must be changed to?
Short vowels.
Long vowel, natural mat, alif mat. Bashiran wa nadhira. Ra. Right? You no longer pronounce it with a tanween sound. Bashiran. So, bashiran wa nadhiran. No. Bashiran wa nadhira. Wala tus'alu an ashabil jahim. An nun sakin plus hamza. So, hamza is from the
throat
letters. And 6 throat letters were there that if you have tanween or nun sakin plus one of these throat letters, hamza, ha, kha, ayn, ghain, ha, these 6 letters. What rule is applied?
Idhar.
No rule is applied.
No rule is applied, idhar, which is called idhar.
Idhar.
Idhar means make it clear. Make it clear, okay, that there is nun sakin and hamza.
Hamza.
Yeah. An ashabil jahim. Like bashirau, you do not, for example, merge them. You do not say an ashabil jahim. No. Noon must be clearly pronounced as if there is no rule applied. As if you don't know anything about tajweed. An ashabil jahim. Ashabil Jahim. Ah, there. When you finish the ayah, okay? وَلَا تُسْأَلُ عَنْ أَصْحَابِ الْجَحِيمِ. Natural mad we have, Jahim. But it is changed to mad عارض للسكون. It's a longer mad for 4 counts, kind of. Yes?
Yeah,
وَلَا تُسْأَلُ عَنْ أَصْحَابِ الْجَحِيمِ. Right? So, Ali Nasir, can you read this for... our brothers and sisters with tajweed rules, then inshallah our today's session will be finished.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna arsalnaka bil haqqi bashiran wa nadhira.
Ahsantum, mashallah.
Wa la tus'alu an ashabil jahim.
Mashallah. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah. So that was the ayah we recited. Alhamdulillah, we practiced, we learned the tajweed rules as well. We had a short explanations. Okay, brothers and sisters, thank you so much for joining us today. Inshallah, we'll be here with you, okay, again in the coming sessions. Stay with us. Don't forget us. Fawad Haider, any question? Ali Nasir?
No.
No? Okay. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. and also Xavier International Schools Network. So, see you inshallah in the coming sessions. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi Muhammad wa ajil faraja.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International School.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي وقصرت بي أعمالي وقعدت بي أغلالي وحبسني عن نفعي بعد آمالي وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي بجنايتها.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this part of the Divine Kumail supplication. أم كيف يتقلقل بين أطباقها وأنت تعلم صدقه. How should he be convulsed among its levels, while you know his sincerity? أَمْ كَيْفَ تَزْجُرُهُ زَبَانِيَتُهَا وَهُوَ يُنَادِيكَ يَا رَبَّ. How should its keepers torture him, while he calls out to you, O Lord? أَمْ كَيْفَ يَرْجُو فَضْلَكَ فِي عِتْقِهِ مِنْهَا فَتَتْرُكُهُ فِيهَا. How should he have hope of your bounty in freeing him from it, while you abandon him within it? As you can see, brothers and sisters, in this part, Imam Ali alayhi salam is describing the situation and the status of the person among and convulsed among the levels of the fire. This description, this raising the need towards the Lord of the universe, is what is causing the attraction of the Lord's mercy. We said that if we want to go deep within the spirit of prayer and supplication, we can see that it has three main constituents. The first is that ontological need of the servant, whether be it realized or not. The second level is that need which is perceived by that creature. And the third level is the need which is raised toward the Lord of the universe. We said that the first kind of need naturally attracts the mercy of the Lord, but that which attracts the mercy of the Lord more, and that which is much stronger in attracting Allah's mercy, is the second and third kind, that the Almighty Allah, about which says, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ. Is he not the one who answers the call of the distressed person when he invokes him and removes his distress? This verse, dear listeners, is focusing on two points, distress and prayer. As it says, the distressed person, مضطر إذا دعا. Now, the point is that each of these words, the distressed and the prayer, are attracting Allah's mercy. But when both of them come together, then the descent of Allah's mercy is inevitable. There has been great emphasis in Islam on prayer and requests from Allah, giving importance to presenting one's need before Allah, giving importance to invoking His mercy by that presentation. Parallel to this, we find in the Islamic sources that a prayer is always accompanied by the response, and that is called istijaba of supplication and dua. The Holy Quran about this says, Ud'uni astajib lakum. Call me and I will answer you.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm. And remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements. And my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah, that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, as we said, dear listeners, the Islamic literature and traditions put great emphasis on prayer and the request from Almighty Allah. But the Holy Quran insists that the value of the servants in the eyes of the Almighty Allah is due to his prayer and dua to him alone and no one else. Because the Holy Quran says interestingly about this, قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ. Say, my Lord would not care for you were it not for your supplication. And this does not stop here. The Holy Quran also asserts that disregard for prayer is equal to showing arrogance in worshipping Allah. The Holy Quran says, your Lord has said, call me, I will answer you. Indeed, those who are disdainful of my worship will enter hell in utter humility. This is obvious that being arrogant in worshipping Allah is to be arrogant toward Allah Himself. And whoever is arrogant toward Allah, he will be driven away from the mercy of Allah and will enter hell in utter humility. As exactly the verse says. In this part of our discussion, dear listeners, let us refer to answering one important question that might be raised in our minds. Now, the question is, why the descent of Allah's mercy is more intense if the need is accompanied with prayer and dua. Why is Imam Ali alayhi salam in different parts of this supplication asking the Almighty Allah, talking to him, asking him sincerely to free that slave from the fire of hell? If that need is only perceived by the servant, is that not alone in attracting the mercy of the Almighty Allah? Why do we need to accompany our action and amal with prayer to attract the mercy of Almighty Allah more? This is one important question that we will try to address, God willing, in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We were talking about people who are stingy, people who are greedy, people who refuse to help one another, or systems that refuses to help